The home of Australian air checks, theradioantenna.com.
Good times and great classic hits, 4KQ, 8 minutes past 6, The Brekkie Show with Barbecue Bob, Laurel and Handy Gary, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's all downhill, tomorrow's Friday, yeah, I can't wait for the weekend.
Thursday today, love, just looking at the time capsule and something you might be interested in, Handy Gary, because I know you're attracted to this lady.
Oh, that narrows it down.
Her and her husband are celebrating their anniversary. I'm sorry, they've never broken up, they're still happily married. Blondie and Dagwood Bumstead, married on this day in 1933.
Man, is that woman drawn.
I remember hearing a conversation that you had in our little office here, and you went on for about half an hour about how gorgeous Blondie is and how she put up with Dagwood and how he was such a, you know, not an overly attractive man and a bit of a klutz around the place, but yet you thought that Blondie should have left him years ago.
Obviously drawn by a man, because you've just got to look at those Blondie cartoons. Woman, what, married since 1933, she's
not bad looking for a 60th wedding anniversary.
Unbelievable. She still kept down a catering business, remember?
Exactly.
And she used to look after him. She ran the household and always looked stunning.
She still does.
He's hopeless.
He's useless. Yeah. And she's absolutely gorgeous. But I thought, it's interesting, you know, how could you fall in love with a cartoon character? But I remember being madly in love with, what was the fellow, was it Speed Racer? He used to drive around the Mark 1 or the Mark 1.
Go Speed Racer.
Remember that?
Oh, you had a thing for him, did you?
I thought he was gorgeous.
Chicks dig the car.
Oh, and the little helmet thing that he wore with the sun visor. Yeah. Like, they very, very cute. Really liked him. Who did you like, Bob?
She's in the paper still, today,
day. Oh, yes.
Organising the catering business.
She is, Blondie and Dagwood.
Yeah. Looking as good as ever.
Did you ever
Jessica
fall
Rabbit?
Now it's coming
Roger
out.
Roger Rabbit's girlfriend.
There's a couple
Roger
of sessions
Rabbit
on the psychiatrist's couch for you.
But Jessica wasn't a rabbit. She didn't have long ears.
No, but Jessica Rabbit with the long red hair and that beautiful sparkly frock bob. Oh, and the lovely curves.
Come on, pretty hard to go past Betty and Veronica.
Oh, yeah.
And again, Archie's going after Veronica. They're drawn the same, Archie. They've just got different coloured hair, and Betty's mad for you. Sorry, I'm getting a lot of frustrations back again.
I liked Wilma.
Oh. I was a Betty boy.
Were
you? Oh, Betty was hot with those little rocks around the neck.
From the Flintstones?
Yes.
Did you like Wilma, did you?
I've always been into blondes.
Yeah. That little off-the-shoulder cut little dress.
Come on, tell us this morning the cartoon character that you were madly in love with. 322-30-693. And how about we send the best off to the morning off to see Riverdance, the show at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre on the 20th of Feb. Riverdance tickets. What's the cartoon character you were madly in love with? 322-30-693.
I'm looking forward to this. I think we'll get some animated conversation.
It's 11 minutes past
Bob
6.
Didn't even give me a sympathy laugh.
Good times and great classic hits with the Beatles.
Oh, you're cruel.
This is 4KQ and Handy Gary's Lost Classic coming up next.
Where's the support? Where is the support?
Here comes the sun, and it's going to keep coming and coming and coming today with a top of 31 degrees, 14 past 6. Good times and classic hits 4KQ.
And in Handy Gary's Lost Classic this morning, a Beatles connection there as well. Can't wait to hear it.
Mary Hopkins?
I don't know. We'll have to wait
James
and see.
James Taylor?
Handy Gary's Lost Classic coming up.
Great jumping for anchor pants.
At work requests.
We're talking about classic hits.
Fat. Your company.
Available to approved applicants only. Terms and conditions apply.
It is 16 past 6 at 4KQ.
Graveyard of gramophone greats, where records rest in pieces. Listen, little bear, as we bring back from the dead the lost soul of rock and roll.
I got a request for this the other day.
A request? Does that mean it's good or bad?
Oh, well, look, I think it's good, and obviously a lot of other people think it's good. It's a particularly big Brisbane hit.
And it's a Beatles connection.
There is a Beatles connection, and I shall tell you. Splinter is the name of the group, well, duo, really. 1975, well, January 75.
Splinter. They broke up?
Yeah, they did. The group splintered. I shouldn't support him. He didn't support my last joke. Costa Fine Town is the name of the song.
This is a great song.
I forgive but never forget, Bob.
I never really understood the title, really. Costa Fine Town. Is it Costa's a Fine Town or is it Costa Fine Town is the name?
No, it's a song about Costa Zoo. They were way ahead of their time. They knew that kid had potential even back then. It got to number 16 in Australia, but here in good old Brisbane, number 4. It was from the album The Place I Love, which featured guys like Alvin Lee, Gary Wright, Billy Preston were playing on the album. The first three albums by Splinter were produced by George Harrison, and that's where the Beatle connection is. See, he just virtually discovered these. That was interesting.
He's in there.
He's reading the paper. Yeah. When's Gary going to shut up?
The Dark Horse label, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was about the only information I had, Bob. Thanks. First act on his Dark Horse label. He's out to win me today. After five albums, they split in 1984.
Splinted.
Bill Elliott and Bob Purvis. Purvis, there's a name.
Oh, hang on.
There we go.
Yeah.
Now, Bob recently released a single called Cry from the Heart for the North of England's Children Cancer Research, so he's still kicking about. But here they are from 1975, a Splinter, Costa Fintown Lost Classic on 4KQ.
It is 19 past six. Good times and great classic hits, 4KQ, 21 past six.
What a lovely song. I like that.
Yeah, Splinter.
Costa Fintown.
Five albums they put out, but that's the only song people know.
Oh. Got a listener here.
Oh.
4KQ, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I can barely hear you, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Now, I just thought I'd give you a call to let you know that Costa Fine is the name of a place in Edinburgh in Scotland.
So it is an actual town?
Yes.
So Costa Fine Town.
I'll spell it C-O-R-S-T-I-P-H-I-N-E, Costa Fine.
There you go. What's your name?
Karen.
Karen, thank you so much for your call.
Okay, Laurel.
Bye-bye.
M-E-N-T-H-O-R-G-S. I can do it too.
G-O-G-O-O. Isn't that interesting? Costa Fine Town. What a pretty song too.
Slow. I'll write that down so when I do it after 9 o'clock, I'll have that information. People think I knew it.
People will think you actually researched the segment.
Good on you, Karen. Thank you very much for that. It's 23 past 6, 31 degrees, the forecast top for Brisbane today. Might be a late afternoon shower or thunderstorm to cool things down. In the west, 34 in Ipswich. It's 23 past 6, the classic hits 4KQ Brekkie Show. Good morning. Good times and great classic hits, 4KQ, Suspicious Minds,
Laurel, you've
Elvis
opened up
Presley.
A can of worms,
have
Laurel.
I really? Mm. Talking about Blondie and Dagwood being married on this day back in 1933 and you being madly in love with Blondie, Handy Gary, you loved her.
As I said, that woman's really drawn.
Well.
Oh, yeah. The lead in that pencil did not go to waste.
We're asking you this morning about the sexiest cartoon character, the cartoon character that you were, or maybe still are, madly in love with.
And we have Carol from Deegan.
Like Ginger Meggs.
Oh, I always really had a thing for Virgil and Scott out of the Thunderbirds. I loved their character and I really enjoyed watching their show and their vehicles were pretty cool too.
Cars.
Woody Woodpecker, you don't see him anymore. Because he always started off a great feature in a movie theatre.
Okay. Jeanette?
The Phantom with his mask and his outfit, that used to be pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Right. Jeanette Phantom. Likes the mask and the outfit.
Got to mention, though, animatronics, really, for Virgil and Scott out of Thunderbirds. Not quite cartoon characters, but we will let it pass because it was a nice thought.
But women love men that they can control with strings. You know, they just think that's fine.
The Phantom's girlfriend was pretty cute, too, Diana.
Oh, you liked her, Bob? It's all coming out.
A brunette.
Now. 3-2.
I always wanted to be Billy the Kid.
Did you?
You know, the cowboy with two guns and the, you know, black and white vest.
Had a lot of appeal. 322-30-693. The cartoon character that you were madly in love with.
Bob's going to be lying on a couch by then. I feel like I'm in session here. Now, is there anything else about your childhood
past
you'd like
six,
to say?
6:30 news update next.
RSL is one of the that's news and weather up to date on Good Times and Classic Hits, Brisbane 4KQ.
Classic Hits 4KQ, Brisbane's most accurate traffic information. Thanks to Able Employment Group. Ready, willing, always able. Just ask Dave.
A problem to watch out through the Laidley area this morning. Further out west on the Warrego Highway, there has been a semi rollover. Outbound and one lane is closed through there. Deception Bay Road overpass all open, thankfully. Heavy vehicles can go across. You might remember we had the problem yesterday with a wide load going into it. Traffic control still in place, but wide loads and heavy vehicles can now use the Deception Bay Road overpass. No major problems on the freeway in the eastern side of town at this stage. If you see something, call us and I'll have a look on the 4KQ phone range hotline. 3255-5505 the number. Save heaps flying midweek with Virgin Blue's midweek mini fares. Townsville from $110 one way. Book at virginblue.com.au and Sarah in Skycruiser. For good times and classic hits, 4KQ.
Morning, Sarah.
Morning.
How you doing?
Really well. Nice day.
Beautiful, isn't it? It's 26 to 7.
Brownie's Post Watch, thanks to Queensland Health. Make every day a sun-safe day.
Good morning, Brownie.
Morning, how are you?
Good, what a beautiful morning, isn't it? A ripper.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a hot day, though, yep. I think.
But absolutely gorgeous.
A bit like yesterday, yep.
Mm. Hey, listen, you're the sexiest cartoon character. You'd have one for sure.
Well, I've got to tell you, I always used to get trifle excited over Veronica in the Archie cartoon.
Oh, you and Handy Gary and Bob.
A bit sophisto about her, but... An interesting one, she's not that beautiful, but intelligence would be Wendy Testerberger.
Who's Wendy Testerberger?
Stan's girlfriend from South Park. Always makes Stan throw up when she talks to him. And I'm going to give up my mate of mine here, Gilly. There was a period he went through there where we used to actually do Thunderbirds impersonations, you know, walking around like the jerky characters. And he was very, very hot for Lady Penelope. At the point, we actually bought him a Lady Penelope doll one time for his birthday.
And he used to take it to training.
No, he sat it in his little tabernacle with all of his other trophies, and it used to sit there and actually, I will be honest here, it was doing obscene things with Virgil on a rock.
Oh, all right.
What's the weather hold for today?
Well, you said sexy. 10 to 15 knots is the forecast for today. Going northeast later on this afternoon. Light southwest southerlies close inshore early this morning and along the Golden Sunshine Coast where there are a few nice waves. The swell's popped a bit. It's a good solid 1 to 1.2 metres out of the east-southeast. And on the Gold Coast, Duranbar, South Stratty and the Points all have waves. And Brian Weir from the Inside Edge Surf Shop at Cottontree on the Sunshine Coast says beach breaks at Coolum, Maroochydore, Curramundi, also waves on the Points. Now, with that bit more swell, if you're swimming, please, between the red and yellow flags that mark the patrolled areas, the safest beaches should be Noosa, Mooloolaba, Burley, Kira. And even in Rainbow Bay, there's a bit of a lagoon forming again, so have a swim there on the top of the tide. But between those red and yellow flags, the safe spot. The outlook for tomorrow, southeasters freshening to 15 to 20 knots. Pretty much the same for Saturday. Starting off that way Sunday morning, but easing to about 10 to 15 knots east-northeast in the afternoons. And on all 3 days, there will be lighter southwest southerlies close inshore early. Now, I'll do my best to survive the retribution that Gilly is going to put on me for exposing his Lady Penelope fish on the radio. A good day.
Thanks, Brad.
Good on you, Brownie. It's 23 minutes to 7. It's the Classic Hits 4KQ Brekkie Show with Barbecue Bob Laurel and Handy Gary for your Thursday morning. Good morning.
TheRadioAntenna.com.